Last night I killed a mouse. I am a mouse killer. But before you judge, allow me to take you back 48 hours to the point where our friendly rodent saw fit to run over my husband's bare foot. Up until that point, he had maintained a rather cute and furry quality. The mouse, that is, not my husband. Which right up until the moment of contact with Mr. G's pedal extremity had seemed sweet, even adorable. Two eccentric marrieds welcoming a tiny brown-eyed fuzzball into their warm and cultured home. Then, with that one fatal act, war was declared. It began with a long-overdue minesweep of our bedroom. I like to think of myself as a house-proud woman, but in truth, our bedroom has always been something of a feng shui nightmare, less a place of calm and serenity, and more a motorway pile-up between two Scandinavian lorries delivering furniture and clothes to North London. King's Cross. I glanced up to see where we were, noticing that for every one person that got off the train, 1,000 more seemed to get on in his place. The doors closed and the train pulled out of the station. I looked at my watch, 8:51, bugger. I really was going to be late. Not a great way to start my first job with a new agency. Then the most enormous explosion. It seemed to have come from behind me, so I instantly buried my head in my lap, thinking that the blast had blown the window in. The girl next to me grabbed my hand. Jesus, what the fuck? What the fuck? Shit, fuck! Keeping my head down, I raised my eyes. The compartment was filled with the blackest smoke. I could hear people coughing, a gentle moaning, and a voice crying, "Help us, Mary, Mother of Jesus, help us, sweet Jesus, please save us." So that's it, then. This is how it ends, down here in the dark.
Now this little girl lived in a big house with a big window and a big tinsel tree. Obviously the tree was only there at Christmas, but for our little girl this was the most important time of the year. The tree was at least 3 times her size, and its shiny silver branches were covered in the prettiest little lights made with care and artistry by the fairies, each one sprinkled with fairy dust to ensure that the room was bathed in Christmas magic. On each branch hung a shiny bauble, purple, red, blue, some with snowflakes, some without, and winding in and out from its very bottom to its very top, golden bells weaved, heralding the arrival of Father Christmas himself. And if our little girl lifted her head as far as it could possibly go, her little eyes feasted upon the biggest and proudest star, crowning the Christmas tree king of all Christmas trees.